Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
All right, turning back the clock. That, of course, is the biological clock, the aging clock, however you want to say that. We're going to talk about age-defying diet, nutrition, and exercise for seniors. My guest is Dr. Jeffrey Life. He has been all over the media the past couple of years, and it's really an honor to have him on. He's the recipient of the first ever Alan P. Mintz Award for Medical Excellence in Age Management Medicine. Dr. Life takes a progressive, straightforward approach to helping patients enjoy healthy and active lifelong aging with physical and sexual energy. He's been featured just about everywhere. New York Times, Los Angeles Times, Esquire. He's been on The Doctors. He's been on Dr. Phil, Fox and Friends. And he wrote his third book, The Life Plan Diet. Dr. Life, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you, Dr. Smith. Great to be here.
You really have been all over the place. As a matter of fact, I think I saw you on a billboard over one of the highways here in South Florida. So you've definitely have gotten around, and I know you have a pretty incredible story to tell my listeners about how you really transformed your body physically and emotionally. So can you just tell us a little bit about what you went through and where you're at today?
Okay, back when I was in my mid to late 50s, I was obese. I had a huge belly. I was practicing family medicine in northeast Pennsylvania. I was really a disgrace to my patients and to my kids and my girlfriend, Annie. And one day, I came across in one of my exam rooms a copy of Bill Phillips' Muscle Media magazine. This was back in 1997. And I took it home and read it, and I was really impressed with it. So I subscribed to it. And a few months later, in early 1998, he came out with the first-year winners of the Body for Life contest. And I looked at that, and I could not believe the transformation these people went through. Men and women of all ages lost body fat, put on muscle mass. And I was super intrigued by that because physicians, all of you know, for the most part, do not know much about exercise, nutrition, and
right,
how to get rid of body fat, how to increase muscle mass and strength. So my girlfriend, Annie, said, you know, these pictures are real. You really need to do this. And you need to do it now. So that was a pivotal moment in my life.
Okay, good. Yeah. She was your motivator, huh?
98. And I started training, and I started eating right. And I ended up losing 30 pounds of body fat, adding muscle mass. I ended up winning the contest and became a grand champion just before my 60th birthday.
Wow.
And that got me on this path. And then a few years
right
later, I was doing everything right, you know, eating and training right, and that's when I realized I was losing ground, and that's when I found out I had hormone deficiencies. And so I got those corrected, and that's what I've been doing ever since. Each man, the medicine.
Yeah, no, that's a nice story, and it's and I think you speak to a lot of Americans out there who are kind of in the same situation. They know they need to make some changes, and of course, you're not going to tell us that these dramatic changes that can occur even for seniors. It's not going to come in one pill, right? This is a lifestyle change. This took a lot of work. So let's talk about, you know, you mentioned diet, nutrition, and exercise for seniors. So let's talk about each one of those. So let's start with diet. What is there a specific diet that seniors need to be eating versus, say, younger people? Or is
not just for seniors? This is for all ages. I think people in their 20s and 30s. I mean, I see people all the time that are obese and out of shape. So it's for all ages. And the diet that I think really works the best is a diet that is low in high glycemic carbs. Low in carbohydrates and spike your blood sugar. I think you also need plenty of protein with every meal, and four or five small meals a day. And when you combine all that, it really starts working well, and you start losing your craving for sweets, and start building muscle mass and burning body fat.
When you mention protein, do you have a? Are you more of a plant-based protein person, or do you still eat some animal protein, or where do you fall in that?
Yeah, I eat chicken and fish and some plant-based protein, but I'm not a vegetarian.
Do you ever eat red meat, or do you totally avoid that?
What's that?
Do you ever eat red meat, or do you totally avoid the beef?
And red meat every now and then, but not very much. I pretty much stay away from red meat.
What about calorie intake in general? Did you, when you went through this transformation, so you're eating more protein, like you mentioned, and did you cut back your calories a lot, or was it simply just better food, more meals throughout the day?
I really never counted calories, but I know that I definitely decreased my calorie intake by just focusing on low glycemic foods and avoiding bread, potatoes, pasta, white rice, breakfast cereals, tropical fruits. That resulted in stabilizing my blood sugars, and I'm sure I was taking in less calories. I still do. Because I've lost all my cravings. I used to crave
all the time. And when you started improving your diet, so you were going with the low glycemic foods, the protein, how long did this take for, like, the cravings, for instance? Because I know sugar cravings is a major issue for a lot of people, especially in the afternoon. They want that quick fix. How long did it take for you to start to see that change, not just in your body, but in the cravings?
Well, it doesn't take near as long as you would think. I would say 1 week to 2 weeks. But you know, you got to treat sugars and foods that spike your blood sugar like you're addicted to them. Because truly you are. There are centers in your brain that are in the same area that the opiate centers are. And so Americans are truly addicted to sweets.
Right.
Like carbohydrates.
When you were at your heaviest, and eating the worst, were you actually a diabetic? Were you on medications? And if so, were you able to get off those kind of things, those kind of drugs?
I was pre-diabetic. I had elevated blood sugar, fasting blood sugar, and I had an elevated hemoglobin A1C. So I was just ready to go on diabetic medicine. And as most patients I see are in that same category. And once you start eating better, then everything starts to fall together. Blood sugars come down, your insulin levels come down, and your body starts burning fat.
All right. And I got to tell you, for my listeners who may not know who Dr. Life is, if you just Google Dr. Life or even go to his website, it's drlife.com, correct?
That's right.
Is that your website?
Drlife.com.
Yeah, if you go, and I'm sure you have some pictures there, if you go look at what he looks like today versus what he used to, it's a pretty dramatic change. What about supplements? Were you doing any specific supplements during this to help maybe manage sugar better, or was it just all food, diet approach?
Well, I do use some supplements. Coenzyme Q10 is a big part of what I do, like being vitamins, but it's mostly food. Mostly eating real food, healthy.
You mentioned about hormones, that there were some hormone issues, especially, I guess, maybe when you plateau during this transformation. So when we come back, Dr. Life, I want to focus on the hormone issue, specifically in men, you know, what we now call andropause. So I would like to talk about that. One more time, can you give us your website?
www.rlif.com.
All right, so that's drlife.com. When we come back, we'll talk further with Dr. Life about his transformation. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.